This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side, always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, thanks for joining me tonight. Always appreciate your time with me. And you know what? I thought the weekend was going to be great. Thought we weren't going to have any issues. Or any major issues, anyhow. I'll get that in a minute. I got to get the business out of the way, right? Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. A lot you can do up there. A lot you can get involved in the conversation. You can make comments on the stories that are posted. Take the poll. Give me your email address. I have just a whole bunch of stuff. And shake that loose change out of the couch, out of your pocket. Head up to the website, buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. If you like what you heard, have heard on the show, you're going to love what's in the book. Also, you know, you need a coffee cup? Oh, you always need a coffee cup. I don't know anybody who doesn't need a cup. You can drink, listen, you can drink tea out of a coffee cup. You can drink coffee out of a coffee cup. You can, I mean, just have them all. Seriously. Anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah. So for those of you flying over the weekend, I hope you felt really safe. Actually, flying for some time. And, you know, we did a story years ago in L.A. County about some elected official. I don't know, it wasn't a supervisor. It was a city official who went to a pool, a public pool. It was she, I believe. And she was there. And she decided that the lifeguards were not representative of who was in the pool. And when I say that, I mean color-wise. There weren't enough Hispanics, there weren't enough blacks. There weren't enough. Well, apparently, with the applications made, whether it was black, Hispanic, female, whatever it was, did not qualify for the job. But that elected official didn't care. They didn't care where the safety line was, if you would, and wanted to make sure that if if the pool was 60% Hispanic and 40% black, then that's what you had to see. That's what there had to be. And she didn't care about safety. So when I found out this weekend, well, actually, I guess we've known it for a while, but it really is becoming worse and worse and worse, and now there's lawsuits being brought as well. You know? That Obama decided, told the FAA that he wanted them to change the hiring rules because there weren't enough African Americans as air traffic controllers. Think about that. So, it doesn't matter how safe you are. It only matters that the colors make a difference. Come on, think about that. It only matters whether the left perceives you or perceives the situation as fair and equal. Well, what if a lot did take the tail? What if, let me put it this way. What if a bunch of black and Hispanics decided, I don't like this, this isn't for me. So what? Then it isn't for them. Move on. What if blacks and Hispanics did take the test, but they didn't pass? Is the test too hard? Is it only too hard for blacks and Hispanics? I mean, I'd like to know. I'd like somebody to put some common sense on this. I don't think you can. Now, the Obama administration hiring rules for the Federal Aviation Administration air traffic controllers place diversity ahead of safety, says an attorney suing the federal agency for putting American passengers or American passengers at risk. Former President Obama changed the FAA's rules for hiring air traffic control. Now, this is always something I love. The president does not know everything about everything. Okay? Get over it. He's supposed to leave it in the hands of the experts. You put the right people in place, and then you leave it in the hands of the experts, right? So, the applicants must pass a diversity test before even being considered. Well, what does that mean? Does that mean they understand the situation in the black Hispanic community, or they're black or Hispanic? An added step in the initial process that is argued to put millions of passengers and crew members at risk. For decades, the selection process for Federal Aviation Administration's air traffic controllers was very rigorous. After all, think about it. One minor mistake, you can kill a couple hundred people on one plane. We've seen near misses on the ground, let alone in the air. Now, after those promoting affirmative action under Obama administration had their way during the former president's reign, an attorney representing a man challenging the FAA's diversity test filed a suit against the federal agency, which is perfect. Look, it's not about color. It's about ability. Same thing with the lifeguards. It's not about color. It's about ability. I mean, seriously, do you want the sea surgeon? But because there's not enough blacks and Hispanic surgeons, you get the sea surgeon instead of the A surgeon? I mean, come on, give it some thought. And that's what these people are pushing. Doesn't matter the level of safety, level of service. It only matters that the color numbers equate out properly. Now, for me, I wouldn't even care if there were more blacks, more Hispanics, than there were whites. I care that there's more qualified people in those seats. Activists inside the federal government decided that air traffic controllers weren't diverse enough. And in the first step of hiring process, use a biographical question to screen potential employers. It's just one man is suing the FAA. Think about that. One man over this practice. Just that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Rite Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I know there's a boatload of other stations out there, but you've chosen this one, and I appreciate it. More than you know. You know, a lot of good stuff happening. Well, I shouldn't say a lot of good stuff. A lot of stuff happening in the news. And let's bring somebody on who has a clue, because most of the time I don't have a clue as to what's going on. So I bring on Kimberly Marin to join me and tell me what's happening in the news world, what's really happening. There are a lot of freaky stories out there right now, aren't there?
Isn't there always?
Yeah, but this even more. I mean, all the stuff that's coming down, you know, with they're harping on whether, I don't know if you listen to the news, the press sessions in the morning with the White House, right? And I'm listening today to those. I don't know why she doesn't drag half of them out. Let me start there, right? Because they lock onto something. The dumbest thing in the world. We're going to have a meeting with the North Korean leader, and the only thing they want to know about is how serious Trump is about pardoning himself. Seriously.
All based on what Rudy Giuliani said. Oh, he might be able to pardon himself. I don't know. It's never been done.
Look it. When somebody says, asks you a question, you go, yeah, well, I mean, I've got the right to pardon myself. But why does that mean that I'm going to? And why is that the story of the hour, of the day, of whatever? And I am so confused by all this. It's pathetic.
I don't kind of understand it either. They focus on the dumbest things, and
no.
They ignore the big things, the important things.
God. It is.
I mean,
go ahead.
Well, how can you pardon yourself when you haven't even been convicted of anything yet?
That's the other thing. What? Nothing's been done wrong. They haven't proven anything. They have. Look it. They haven't even got to, what is it, where there's smoke, there's fire? They haven't even got to the smoke. These people are amazing.
No, and the only people that they have, like, indicted or whatever have been people that
for
were
lying.
Indicted for things. Yeah, they weren't anything to do with the actual campaign or collusion.
Yeah. I'm just amazed. It just, this attack on him is 24/7. It's constant. And not that they shouldn't. If they got something on him, go for it. Throw it at him. Let's get this thing done. But they got nothing.
Well,
go ahead.
Right. Well, exactly. And what I was going to say, you know why they're doing this? They have to keep people distracted from hearing any of the good news that's happening. That's what it is.
I'll give you that. I'll give you that, but my God, when are people going to wake up? When is this stuff going to stop? Or when are they going to wake up to the point where they go, okay, enough with the crazies and give us something we can work with? You know what I'm saying?
Right. No, it's not going to stop. They are going to be like this for the next, for as long as any Republican, it doesn't have to be Trump, any Republican gets into office and into the White House, this is how the left is going to behave because they're lunatics. They have completely lost it now. Completely. And I feel bad for those who are quote unquote normal,
yeah,
that they have to put up with these people in their party, but this is, and granted, there were some on the right that were like that with Obama, too, but they weren't the entire media.
You know, it's a little bit different. You want to see the sickness? Then you need to. Today's press conference was great because when you sit there and these guys will ask a question and Sarah Sanders looks them right in the face and goes, I already told you. I answered that earlier. I'm not going to take another question like that. You have a different question. And they ask the same exact question again. And then she'll go to the next report. The next report is, well, I want to pick up on what so-and-so was saying and ask you. It's like, no. Okay, next. When somebody, see, I leave the room and say, when you're ready to ask me a real question, I'll come back in. I got other things I got to get done today.
Right?
Oh, God. You just want to shoot yourself. I don't know if you heard the story I was doing at the beginning of the hour about the FAA standards that had been lowered under Obama because they wanted more diversity.
Yeah.
Okay? Because much more than air safety, color matters. I'm sure Dr. Martin Luther King would be all over that, don't you?
This is affirmative action gone wild, wildly wrong.
Oh, we had an elected official in L.A. that was upset because the color makeup of the, you know, the lifeguards didn't make up the color that was in the pool. So whether they could rescue somebody or not didn't matter as long as the color mattered. And I'm thinking, wow, we really have gone over the edge if we bow down to this, if you would.
Yeah, because you're putting people's lives at risk. if someone can't handle it. It's horrifying.
Oh, I don't know, Kimberly. The more and more stories that we get, the more stuff that people throw us along these lines, you sit there and you go, my God, these can't be true. These got to be, like, these are like wax stories that nobody ever heard before or what have you. You know, it just gets worse and worse and worse. And it doesn't seem to let up.
Right. And that's the problem. It gets worse and worse and worse. It doesn't let up. And no one does anything about it. That's the worst problem, really. No one does anything about it. No one says, wait a minute. This is wrong. You can't hire just because you want more diverse employees if they aren't qualified, especially when it comes to saving lives or, you know, air traffic controllers. I mean, these are important roles, and one of them could potentially save lives. The other one could cause lives to end because they're bad at it.
Yeah.
So it doesn't stop.
All right, so the Supreme Court ruling today. Oh, God. Supreme Court ruling today about the baker, right? And what people don't realize, I mean, everybody got excited, and I got excited about it, okay? I mean, 7-2 ruling when I first saw it, and you read down it, and you find out this is not a broad brush, broad painting decision. I don't know how much you've looked into it.
Nope, it's not.
Right, okay, no. So you have looked into it. Do you want to talk about it?
Well, yeah, sure. It's it was specific to this case. It was not a decision that will be applied everywhere in the country, which is disappointing. But it was so specific to this case, and some people believe that it was done to be politically expedient, because otherwise it probably would have been a 5-4.
Well, I want to talk about the specifics on the other side of the break, and then I'm going to send you a link to a story that just floored me. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Rail Side with Kimberly Marin. We'll be back in just a few minutes. I'm going to send her that keeping yourself healthy for someone.
Oh, God.
Do you have an American
flag? Actually, it's more for women than men, though, I think.
Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
To the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me just bring her back in. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week, kind of kick off the topics of the week and discuss just the issues of the day. Crazy stuff going on. Like, you know, we all, let me just bring her in. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
You know, we were talking about the bakery story earlier, and everybody get all excited. 7-2 decision, and they don't realize that this really isn't a broad brush decision that says, hey, now I realize it sets the foundation, but it's not a broad brush decision. But while you were talking, it dawned on me, or I remembered, you know, talking about coming back to bite you in the butt, they have been coming after Trump because of the things that he said on his campaign, right? The fact that, you know, right? So now, what's this one? Now the judge gets nailed because of things he said, or the commissioner, right, during the ruling on this one about, you know, how egregious it was and all this, you know, again, I'm watching these people go nuts about how this is just a reason to discriminate. Triple standards.
Triple standards at this point. They are clueless. No, because it wasn't discrimination against the person who they wanted to take his goods and services that he worked for and he produces to push something he doesn't believe in is against and violates his freedom of religion. The government, like, I agree, the government cannot compel you to do something like that. But, you know, they seem to think it's perfectly fine because they're all authoritarian. They want the government to make people do stuff they don't want to do. They don't care if one side gets infringed upon with their free speech, as long as their little special victimhood cases are okay. It's ridiculous.
Well, yeah.
Absolutely outrageous.
I'm loving this because they're getting a taste of their own medicine, and if they don't get exactly what they want, then it's unfair. And again, like I said, I want to. How many protests do you think they're going to do now, right?
Oh, who knows?
8,437,210, right?
Yeah, because they'll get all their paid hacks to do it. But that's what they do. If they don't get their own way, they have a fit, and they keep pushing people, and they'll put people out of business, they'll commit acts of violence against people, because that's what they do.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's you know, it's pretty disgusting. And again, it's that double standard. And yep. I don't know until we. So my stuff I've been saying for weeks now. Until we decide as conservatives, as independents, to get off our butts and really start trouble. And I don't mean, you know, I don't mean violence. But I mean, until we decide to get out there and make sure that people who are supposed to, you know, at the poll places, you need to go ahead and you need to volunteer to be poll, I don't know, what do they call it? Poll captains, precinct captains, whatever it is. I'm sorry?
It depends on if you're at a party. I've done it. Sorry, I didn't. I've done poll watching before, and you know what the problem is? They don't train people how to challenge. You need to be a poll challenger. They don't train people how to do that.
Okay.
So you have all these people in there.
What the heck is a poll challenger? Tell us.
Well, a poll challenge, somebody who can challenge the potential registration or somebody coming in who they don't believe should be voting there or whatever.
So without getting your head blown off, how do you challenge somebody at a poll and go, hey, Guido, come over here?
Yeah. Well, I happen to know someone who, there was a woman who said she was from Vermont, but she was going to be moving here. And the poll watcher let her vote. I mean, the clerk, whoever, let her vote.
Wow. And so how would you, where you're at, how do you stop that?
Well, you have to shore up your laws, first of all, but you have to train the town clerks and the people who are doing the running the elections. And the thing is, most of them, they don't care. They just want to do it, and they don't want to cause any trouble while they're doing it. Most of them are just really good people, you know, just trying to make sure elections are, you know, they have people to help with elections. But the problem is, it's not always that easy, unfortunately. please, in New Hampshire, look, in New Hampshire, our law allows out-of-staters to vote in our elections. We allow it. We're like the only state in the whole country.
Wait a minute. Okay, you got to explain that to people. So if I live in Massachusetts, and I go, you know what, I'd like to help New Hampshire. I'm going to go up there and vote.
Yep.
You're telling me that I can just
come
go vote?
Come on
down. God.
Yeah. That's
what's
how
the
it works
in this Okay,
state.
But what's the reasoning behind it? This is crazy. It's not the first I've heard of it, but the first time I've had you on long enough to be able to say, all right, tell me about this. Seriously.
So what it is you don't have to prove residency, that you're an actual permanent resident here. You don't even have to have an ID to vote in New Hampshire. All you have to do is say you live here, fill out an affidavit, sign it. It's a legal document, and then they take your picture, which that's just new now. And then, you know, then it's up to the state to go searching for you when they, you know, they send an email, not an email, they send a letter to whatever address you gave them. To verify, yes, I live here. You're supposed to go in and, you know, prove that you actually live there. No one does. Those votes still get counted. There's been, Democrats have all kinds of flop houses all over the state, including state senators. 30 people are registered to some addresses. There was a bunch of people registered to Bernie Sanders' campaign headquarters, which wasn't a residence. Oh, yeah. This is what we live with in New Hampshire. And the Democrats fight it. That scumbag Jason Kander from Let America Vote, the former Secretary of State from Missouri, he's got this big super PAC now, and he's going around trying to make it so voting laws are, you know, a free-for-all. And so we're trying to shore them up here in New Hampshire, but he's been here spending millions of dollars fighting against it, saying it's voter suppression and it's a poll tax. It's a poll tax for out-of-state students to have to actually behave like actual permanent resident adults. And, you know, after 60 days, you have to change your license. You have to change your registration on your card. That's what I had to do when I moved here. But these students can't do that. And, of course, college students in New Hampshire apparently can't adult like this college students in the rest of the country and fill out an absentee ballot for their own state. It's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. They are stealing votes of actual residents in this state, and Democrats are all for it.
Well, because I'm trying to figure out something here. Why would they be for it? I wonder who that benefits. What do you think?
What do you think?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
You know, and it never stops. It just never stops. You know.
No.
Go ahead.
What I was going to say is, yeah, it's because it's all college kids who are too dumb to know any better, and. They all have progressive professors as well. But, you know, I don't care how they vote. Just vote where you live. Vote where you file your federal financial aid form that every student has to file. Vote where you pay your taxes from. Vote where your car is registered. You know, if you plan on staying here, great. Do what every other person who is a permanent resident here did. Change your license, change your address, your vehicle registration. It's absolutely outrageous.
You know.
And it gets better, Joe, because I don't know if I can say that word, because our dimball Republican governor he wants to veto this. He doesn't want to, because we have a couple bills in place to make it better. He wants to veto it. Because he can't. I'm telling you, I don't know why this guy ran as a Republican. I don't know what the point is.
You leave me speechless on a regular basis. Seriously, you know.
This is what I deal with in this damn state.
And it's a very small state overall. I mean, seriously, we're looking here in California. You see what's going on out here. I'm just speechless as the people that we put up to run for office in the state offices. Not that we don't have some good people, but we really need to find the people that can actually win a race. I'll be back in a minute. So will you. I'm going to read you some notes from one of our people running against Maxine Waters. You're going to fall on the floor. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Just to the real side. We'll be back in a few minutes.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A couple of nitwits.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting.
No, I forget.
Madness takes its toll.
I don't know if you're
but listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
We are back.
Doing the
I've only got one ear going, but okay, we're back. I'm Joe Massey, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Really, truly, be part of the conversation. I want you to enjoy yourself. I want you to... Oh, that was good. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Anyway, I've got Kimberly Marin with me. She joins us every week to just kind of keep me up on what's going on around me because I'm no good at this all this social stuff. Social because you're such a social butterfly yourself, right, Kimberly?
I can hardly hear you. Keep coming in and out now.
I do.
I'm messing with you.
What? watch out! I'll do that. Cleaning body part story.
No, please don't.
Now everybody's going, what is it? What is it? What are you doing?
Now you have to at least share it in the Facebook
page. At some point, I'm going to share it. We'll talk about it. I'm just because the thing that bothers me is it's teen Vogue, right? It's not just like Vogue. It's teen Vogue. I mean, this is just getting, out of hand crazy. Look, let's talk about, let's do some like rapid round stuff. Samantha Bee is being defended by many of those Hollywood creeptoids who are running to her defense saying, well, you know, she's a comedian, it's a comedy thing, they shouldn't have got so. Why is it okay for them? They can say anything they want about anybody they want. Can you imagine those same things being said about Sasha and Malia?
No, absolutely not. Or Chelsea Clinton, even when she was, you know, on her mother's failed campaign, if someone said that about her, they would have freaked out. So they need to just shut their traps. You can't have it one way, only your way all the time. Either it's all acceptable or none of it is acceptable. You can't have outrage one time and then not another.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Also, there's a rumor going around that Starbucks Chairman Schultz, he's stepping down, getting ready for his White House run.
That's hilarious.
Really? No, I mean, seriously, think about that. These people all think they're, because of Trump, they think they're all so much better at this than he would be. And it's because they don't like the social stuff that he's doing. And as far as all these, I don't know where you stand with this yet, but as far with all these tariffs and everything that he's got going on, you know, when you look at the differences in the in trade between Canada and ourselves, Mexico and ourselves, Europe and ourselves, we're constantly getting screwed. When do we hit the reset button? Why can't we?
Yeah, I've been following that, and to me, adding tariffs on, I mean, that just goes to the consumer. So when it comes back to us, it just, the consumer ends up paying it. So I don't know exactly how it works. I have a good friend who has studied on that, long-term done research, and I have to sit down and talk with him about it to really, really speak intelligently about it.
Well, let's just act like a Dem. I mean, seriously, why do you know what I'm saying? Anyhow, no, but here's the thing that bothers me about the tariffs, and especially with China, right? So right now, China has no, when it comes to technology, comes to stealing, what do they call that?
Intellectual
property, right? Okay,
yes.
So it comes to stealing intellectual property. The company I used to own got beat by a Chinese company because they have no laws against stealing intellectual property. And we bought a couple of cases of software, and we found out that they were bootlegged.
Yep.
So, but the company wasn't on the hook for anything because they don't have any laws against it.
That is a huge, huge problem.
Right.
Between us and the Chinese government, I believe, actually pushes it and probably pays people to do it. So that's a different ballgame, though. I mean, they really need to crack down on that.
But it's kind of what they're saying in the sense that, you know, Trump and the others are saying, look, with Canada and other places, the trade deficit is so big, it's got to be brought back in line. And especially when you talk about China, there's other things that they have going on, and ends up taking jobs away from us, costing us money. It's just crazy. And Canada put some hefty major league tariffs on food and milk and that kind of thing coming over the border up into Canada. So they're not innocent in all of this.
My husband was telling me France said something about it. He's like, what do we get from France? Wine? I mean, what do we get? And from some of these places, like, what are we actually getting from them in the first place that it matters so much?
Well, I'll tell you what, I don't know why I'm talking about this stuff with you, because according to an Oderbin University professor, he says, you know, women lag behind when it comes to STEM and things like that, and they really need some help in coming, you know, in getting engaged and getting to understand these STEM programs and what have you. And he calls out women not being able to keep up with men. Now, I've been told for years that women are much smarter than men. Men need a lot more help. So I can't kind of wrap my mind around this, even if I want to get in line with this, because if we're not as smart as women yet, we're doing a whole bunch better in STEM. What does that mean?
That means that this study is crap, or the students that were involved in it weren't actually students that should be in STEM, maybe. I have no idea. I've been in STEM my entire life, and I did fine. Either did the same as men or better. So it's not a problem. You have to like that field, those different fields. You have to like that stuff. If you don't, and you force yourself to try to do it, you're not going to do as good as someone who it naturally comes to or who actually enjoys it. Believe it or not, I actually enjoy logical things. I like that there's a logical right outcome for certain things. I like calculus. I like statistics. I like all that stuff, computers, everything. Some people don't. But if they're sort of steered in that direction, oh, come on, you can do it, you can do it, and they don't even like it, there's no point.
No.
There's just no point.
Total waste of time. I so agree with you. But it even gets better than that, because the professor, as they go on in the story, the professor says, look, you know, in the common practices in the STEM classes, maybe we need to start grading on a curve. So,
oh, God, help me. No.
Right?
No grading on a curve.
Well, because if you do better, or if it appears that you're doing better, then others will want to come get involved and get engaged. Right?
No, that's not how it works. Oh, she did good in STEM, so I will too. No, it's what you like to do, what you want to do. It's not what you think you can do or what people tell you you should be doing. It's what you feel like you, and I, okay, that doesn't go for like women's studies because that's just dumb and a waste of time. But I'm talking about, go ahead, email Joe. STEM isn't something to take lightly. It is a lot of hard work, and it's a lot of technical and logical and, you know, stuff like that, which that kind of sounded kind of dumb, but you have to like that kind of stuff. You can't grade on a curve just because some women may not be doing as well as some of the men. That doesn't even make any sense. What about equality? I thought we were equal, right? I thought we wanted equality. We don't want special treatment just because we're women, right?
Right.
We want equality. That means we all work on the same basis. We all are on the same playing field. We don't get special treatment just because we're women and some of them can't add as good as others.
What are you talking about? Of course you're supposed to get special treatment. Don't you know that? I mean, anything we say, anything that a male says about a female is nasty and terrible and ugly and misogynistic. You know how it goes. Hey. Let me give you one last one to blow your lid, right? Because, you know, here's one that we didn't see coming, right? And, you know, you ducked the story I wanted to do, but that's okay. We'll do that's evergreen. I can save that and hold it over your head for a long time. So, the Bay Area, San Francisco, where the poop maps are and everything, guess what? They're on a mass exodus right now. Nearly 50% of Californians say they want to move out, and soon, right? So,
wow.
46% of California Bay Area residents are fed up with the region's high cost of living, the soaring home prices, and they're on their way out. And frankly, they don't like the way they're being governed. They're paying big money for houses. They have to walk, you know, past homeless people for miles. It's just amazing. You think the Dems will look at us and go, yeah, maybe we should fix this, huh?
No. No. Because you know the Dems never admit failure. They keep repeating the same failed policies that have been tried and failed for years and years and decades, and they still keep repeating them, thinking maybe, oh, this time it'll work, but it fails even worse the next time. They don't learn. They never learn from their mistakes or other people's mistakes who implemented the same type of policies, and that's why I just don't understand how anyone can actually be a Democrat just because of that. Just
all right, well,
stop already.
tell people where to find you, quick.
New Hampshire Political Buzz, Granite Rock, and Conservative IND on Twitter.
Okay, well, we're going to be back with Tom Del Beccaro, who's going to join us. We're going to talk about the congressional races, what's going on, and the congressional candidate in Virginia that admits he's a pedophile. I mean, that should get him in, right? I'm Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Seriously. Openly admits he's a pedophile.
I saw that. That's horrifying. He was an anarcho-capitalist. He'd probably be fit in perfect with the Free State Project in New Hampshire.